We're doing Brachot, Daf Tetvav Amud Bet. There's a little Aleph in the beginning of the line, the little Aleph from the Ein Mishpat, and we're one line up from that, the end of the line. Amar Tista, Amar Sheila, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, that one who reads Shema and it is inaudible is Yotze B'Dieved. The halachah of Rabbi Yehuda and the halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. V'tzricha, and I need both quotes. V'yesh minan halachah Rabbi Yehuda. If I would just have the psak that the halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda, I would think, okay, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Well, maybe he holds that even lechatchila hava amina. I would have thought afilu lechatchila that one may read Shema inaudibly, even lechatchila. Kamashmalan halachah Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why I needed to say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's only b'diavad kosher, but the chatchila you should read Shema in an audible fashion. V'yashmin an halachah Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and if he would have just passed in the halacha like him, hava amina tzarich ve'en lo takana, then he says you have to read Shema in an audible fashion. Well, I don't know if tzarich means that it's me'akev even b'diavad, and if you didn't do it, you're not yotze even b'diavad. Or are you yotze b'diavad kamash malon? That's why I had to continue and say halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So between the two of them, I understand that if you said Shema without making it audible, b'diavad, you're yotze. Amar Rav Yosef, nu sugya. Machloket b'kriyat Shema, aval b'shar mitzvot, v'hakol lo yatza. This whole discussion we had until now was with regard to Shema, but all other mitzvos, everyone agrees you have to make it audible. Says Rashi, what's shal mitzvot? Kol habrachot. Says Tosfos, aval b'shar mitzvot yatza. V'im tomar aleil amar d'shar mitzvot yalfinan mikriyat Shema kigon tuma u'mgila u'berkat amazon. V'yesh lomar de Rav Yosef paliga sugya d'leil. The previous Gemara equated everything. Benching, Shema, Truma, Birchas HaMitzvos, everything was made into a whole big cholent. The Gemara assumed if you need to hear it here, you need to hear it there. If you're Yotze here, you're Yotze there. So what are you talking about here? So the Tosa says, okay, I guess Rav Yosef disagrees with everything we just said. Rav Yosef disagrees, and the question is, why did the Gemara bring his opinion next? Is the halacha like his opinion? Okay, I'm Rav Yosef. The machlokas is in Shema, but in all other mitzvos, everyone agrees you're not Yotze if you didn't hear it. Rashi says we're talking about Birchas HaMitzvos, Tichtiv Asketu Shema Yisrael. Meitivei. So we have a question. It says the following braisa. Lo yivrech adam birkat amazon belibo. You shouldn't make bench in your heart. Vim berech yatza. And if you did, you're Yotze. So how could you tell me, everyone agrees that all other blessings, it's me'akev, you must make it audible. Ela'it ma'achit ma'no, but you got to change the quote. Amar Rav Yosef, what Rav Yosef said was, machloket b'kiriyat shema d'chtiv shema Yisrael. Aval b'shar mitzvot, divra kol yatza. The whole discussion is about shema. But all the other mitzvot, everyone agrees, you're yotze b'di'eved, if you did not say it audibly. V'aktiv asketu shema Yisrael. But the pasuk says that you have to make it audible. You have to hear what you're saying. That's talking about Torah. When you're learning Torah, then you should do it in an audible fashion. And that's Paskin in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that when you learn Torah, you should do it audibly. That helps you remember the Torah. We said in the Mishnah, if you read Shema, but did not clarify the way you said it, meaning b'chol levavcha levavchem, you read it as one word, b'dievid you're yotze. Rav Yose says you're not yotze. So in Tanakhama, Rav Yose is made, what?
How did you hear it? Does Rav Yose say that you're still yotze also?
Rav Yose says you're yotze, and Rav Yehuda says you're not yotze. I got it backwards. In this case, when lo diktik bos yoseh, Rabbi Yossi says you're yotze, and Rabbi Yehuda says not. In the ratio, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you did it inaudibly, you're yotze, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not.
But how does that? The Gemara's going to ask how it matches up or not?
No.
Well, how does it match up? I'm going to ask. Why does it match up? If you can, Rabbi Yossi says you have to hear it, but if you're not hearing it, you're not saying it right. They're not hearing it. How does that? It should be the way around. No. Follow my question.
Well, Rav Yossi holds that Shema means you have to hear. You have to hear what you're saying.
But if you're not saying
but
the right thing, how are you hearing?
I don't know if Alevavcha means it's not the right thing, meaning what Rav Yossi says. But nonetheless, Alevavcha still constitutes saying it. It's not saying it in the clearest fashion, but it still constitutes saying it. I don't know better than that. I don't know. I think the Mefarshei Mishnah discussed it, if I remember correctly. Tosfos Yomta, the Rav, someone over there discusses that. Maybe the Tiferes Yisrael, I don't remember. Amar Tevi Amar Vyoshi Alachak Divreshneim Nakel. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that you don't have to be audible, b'diyeved, you're Yotze. And the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that if you weren't midakdek, you're also Yotze. And the Beis Yosef over here quotes a Radak. I don't know of any other place the Beis Yosef quotes a Radak. That the Radak says that it's not only about Shema, it's all reading of Torah, that lechatchila you should be midakdek like Shema to discern between the letters. The Amar of Tavi Amar of Yoshia. Once we started, we're continuing to quote him. My dichtiv shaloshena lo tisbana shol vozeracham. What does the verse mean? There are three that are insatiable: perdition and the otzeracham. What does that mean? V'chimayinian shol etzel rechem. What does it mean? The womb and the and perdition. What are they doing together? Ela lomar lecha marechem machnisu mutzi. Just like the womb, well, it receives the sperm and it gives out a baby. Afshol mochnisu matzi, it's telling you that the grave also accepts and gives out. Now, Sheol is one of a few names for the grave. It's also a name for perdition. So here, we're talking about the grave. That the grave receives, and it'll also give out what it received. I'll tell you a fortiori. The womb, well, when it receives what it receives, that's done in private, in quiet. But when a baby comes out, oh, you ever go to a delivery room? What noise? One woman once said, I don't take the tour before delivery because it'll scare the wits out of me and I'll never be able to give birth. So, Sheol, Shemachnisim Ba Bekolei Kolot. Now, you hear the wailing in the delivery room. Well, that's like the wailing in a burial. Everyone's wailing. So if there, when it enters, you hear wailing, so you have a fortiori, obviously, then what comes out will also be with a lot of noise. Here's a proof. If you say that there's no Tchias HaMesim from the Torah, that's a proof for you. Does that, do we understand that? I don't. But okay. Whatever. I don't know. It's Agadita. There's depth here. I don't know how to make that work. I don't know. They knew what they were saying. I don't know what they're saying.